Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction and Realty of Beloit.
And welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Shauna Remus, the coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You go 1-1 in these games. You take on Ellsworth on Friday. You won 52-38 there at home. And then another tough, hard-fought game with Southeast of Saline. You lose 59-51. They went on a 9-2 run to close that game. Let's go back first to that Ellsworth game. What were some of the things you liked about the way the girls played and picking up that 14-point league win at home?
Yeah, I thought we came out in the Ellsworth game with a lot of intensity right off the bat and were able to, kind of set the tone for us, and that was big. And we were able to slow down their post play, and which I was most concerned about. And then we just hit shots when we needed them. So the kids played super hard, and we were able to get a win. And so that was huge with the league and also with our sub-state standings right now. So it was a good win for sure.
In Southeast Saline then last night, a game where you hung with them and actually had a lead there at halftime, and it was kind of a back-and-forth type of thing that was going for you. And again, they made the run to close the game, but how pleased were you with the effort of the girls? The second time this year, you really pushed Southeast to the brink.
Yeah, I think we definitely had them nervous, and we knew they were a very good team. And in the first half, they were able to drive and get some dribble penetration on us, and so we wanted to shut that down in the second half. And so we were able to do that, but then they were able to kick it out, and their shooters were able to get hot there when they needed to, and they hit some shots to get ahead. But the kids, their energy and their focus and their fight last night was just really impressive. And we want to see them again at Substate, and we hope we can catch them on that night. But sure, proud of our effort, and the intensity was really high last night, so that was great.
Another Friday night off, so your next game won't be until next Tuesday when you go to Sacred Heart. You play them in Saline. You beat them the first time not that long ago, January 25th by 9. What are some of the things you look for in the rematch with Sacred Heart?
Well, just to continue to get better. We're just looking at this point in the season. We just want to continue to improve. And they're a scary team. They've got a post player that's really good and a guard that's super shooter. So we're just going to have to keep them in check and just continue to just focus on getting better, because as the season winds down, you just want to be playing your best ball, and I think we're doing that. So we're just going to continue to fight and grind and hopefully come away with 2 wins next week.
Shauna Remus, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you continue on next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
And welcome back here on a Locker Room Chat. It's on KD Country 94. Ryan Eiler with us, the coach of the Beloit Trojan basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You go 1-1 here. Ellsworth on Friday, you won 79-57, and a loss to Southeast on Tuesday, 58-41. Let's go back to the Ellsworth game first. One where they fought hard and got back with you in the first time around, but you're able to get a lead and hold on and win a 22-point victory there on Friday night. What did you do that you liked the most on Friday in that win?
Well, we scored the ball well. We shot it from three well, and it just seemed like we had all our guys were playing with confidence and able to knock down shots and end up with four guys in double figures and just stayed consistent throughout the game. End up with, I think, three of the quarters we were over 20 points in the quarters and just able to score the ball well. And defensively, I thought there were some things we could have done better, but to Ellsworth's credit, they were making shots as well. And so in a game, that the other team scoring maybe better than they normally do, it was good for our guys to just stay consistent throughout a game and then in the end, come away with a good win.
Then again, Southeast Saline there on Tuesday, you fall 58-41. They can come at you in so many different ways. There had three players in double figures last night. Just Southeast a second time around, what were some of the things that stood out the most?
Well, I thought our kids competed. Southeast is a really good team and got three guys that can really score the ball, and I think that showed up last night. When they've got three in double figures, and then their support guys are good as well. But you know, for us, you know, they play such good defense. It's solid defense. They run at you and jump, and able to keep you, you know, just out of what you want to do. And so you know, we struggled sometimes to score. Struggled a little bit to take care of the ball, and you know, all things that you know we can focus on and work on, and hopefully, you know, improve on. And so I thought our kids competed, just going against a really good team.
You move on now. You don't have a game Friday, but you'll be back on the court next Tuesday at Sacred Heart. It's a team that beat you by just 1 point here in the first game of the season back on January 25th, 45-44. So when you go back and look at that one and kind of put that into the next game against the Knights there in Solana Tuesday, what do you need to do better this time around?
Well, we need to be more efficient offensively. It seemed like the first game we struggled to find a rhythm offensively, and then they had a kid go over 20 that you know, we need to be able to focus on and not allow, you know, their guys to get comfortable. But you know, it's one that I hope our guys are ready to go and have that look in their eye that they're wanting to come out and compete, and we'll see what happens.
Ryan Eilert, Coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck against Sacred Heart coming up next week.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're joined by Trina Luters, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, a couple wins since we talked last against Natoma there on Friday. You won 76-31 and then came back Tuesday with a 74-32 win up in Cortland against Pike Valley. Let's go back to the Natoma game first. Gracie and Trinity both had 21 for you, and you pick up a big win. What were some of the things that stood out there on Friday night in that win over the Lady Tigers?
It was nice to get everyone in. We were able to sub and get everyone in to get a chance to play our different presses and different defenses and offensive looks. So that was one of the goals against Natoma. We had 11 people scoring on the night, so it's always nice when you can have everybody come in and enjoy a piece of that coming off the bench, and when you subbed, you didn't feel like you missed a beat.
And then on Tuesday, Pike Valley, you pick up that win as well. A nice victory on the road, 74-32, three in double figures for you in that one, and another victory on the road at Cortland.
Yes, and it was another night, too. We wanted to get in and look at different combinations of people with our different defenses and different presses, and so that was our focus coming in. And again, we're able to get everyone in and run people in different positions just to get everyone experience on the court. So that was kind of what we were looking forward to doing last night, that and focusing on rebounding and just being where we need to be defensively.
Move on now after these two wins against Natoma and Pike Valley. You take on Stockton coming up on Friday, and when you look at this game, obviously it's kind of a different scenario where it's just the girls playing on Friday night, so a different look. But you played Stockton already once this year. What are the thoughts on this second time around?
You know, anytime you come into playing somebody a second or a third time, you just have to realize that while we've been continuing to grow and fix things, and so have they also. So just have to go in and kind of focus on what you're going to take care of based on what you do know about them. And again, one of the main focuses for Osborne right now has been just staying focused on the season, and it gets to the, you know, you come into February and everyone's kind of tired and worn out, and so just being very mindful of taking care of ourselves, staying focused, knowing where we are on the court defensively and offensively. We've been moving the ball really well, but we want to continue to be able to see the floor and see the passes when they're there. And so a focus for us is to just kind of be taking care of where I'm at and making sure that I'm seeing and reading what is around me.
Trina Luter is the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck against Stockton coming up Friday.
All right. Thank you very much.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Jamie Walters joining us now, the coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You had Natoma Friday. You won 60-20 in that one. And then out to Cortland on Tuesday, a 63-55 win for you. So two straight wins after you lost a couple in a row. Going back to the Natoma game, what do you like about the way the kids played in that one?
Oh, yeah. You know, Natoma's been, you know, I think they've only got five out. And, you know, they've had a lot of sickness issues, and I think that was actually the first fact we didn't find out we were going to have a game until about 4:30 that day because they don't have school on Fridays. And I mean, it was a good game for us. We got a lot of kids playing time, varsity experience, and I'm sure they were glad to get a game in and actually have somebody to play against. And so it was probably good for both teams. It was good to get back on the winning side for sure. And I thought we played well. Our first group did a nice job. And then, you know, our subs came in, and I thought they played well too. So.
Pike Valley then on Tuesday, 63-55 win there. What stood out in that one for you on the road?
Not a great defensive effort for sure. But you got to give them, I mean, they made some tough shots, and I thought they played fairly well. I thought we did a better job of rebounding, offensive especially, not so great defensive rebounding. We got to pick our spots better. Too many forced shots. Got to be a little more disciplined on offense, move ball a little bit better than what we have. So those are probably the highlights, I guess, from my point of view, I guess.
You have off until Tuesday is what the schedule is. Sylvan Lucas coming up on Tuesday. The Mustangs, obviously a team you've seen already once. You beat them in the NPL Tournament Championship. What are some of the things you'll focus on here in the second game against them?
Yeah, we've got to do a better job defensively. They'll be really disciplined, and so we've got to be equally disciplined on offense. We've got to make sure we're getting good shots every trip down because we know they're going to. And we got to continue to rebound the ball better than what we have. And, those are the things we need to work on.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you move forward to next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op. Come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Patrick Miller. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implements.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Nick Lynn, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, you've had a couple games since we talked last. Unfortunately for you, you ended up on the wrong end of them. You fall at TMP Marriott on Friday, 57-50 in Hayes, and then Superior on Monday, 54-44 up at their place. Just going back to that TMP game again, the second time you'd seen them this year, and you lose a close one there. What stood out the most Friday night in Hayes?
Well, I thought we played aggressive. I mean, I thought we came ready to play, and the kids worked hard, and we got down early. You know, we were at some point in the second quarter, we were down 10, I believe, and And then we fought back and got into it, and then actually got a one-point lead late in the game. And I think about 4 or 5 minutes to go, we were up one. And then that's kind of what we've done this year. You know, late games, you know, we just didn't finish. You know, we made some plays at the end that weren't good. Then we had to foul, you know, and that happened in the Superior game. And we had to foul at the end just to try to get back in it. And for the most part, I thought we did a pretty decent job in both. Our turnovers weren't as bad as they have been. And the thing that we did not do against Superior on Monday was we had our worst shooting night percent-wise on the year, which was only 30%. And so we found out we can't do that and win ball games, so especially against a good team.
So can you fall there in those two, and you'll move on now? And you know, you take on a Norton team coming up on Friday that's, you know, kind of been up and down, mostly down really if you look at their record, but I know that they do have some talent there. What are your thoughts on Norton coming up Friday night there at home?
Well, they have been up and down, but here lately they've been up, you know, because they've won 4 or 5 of the last, I think, 4 of the last 5 or 6, and we'll be ready. We're not taking anybody for granted, I can guarantee you that, and they're going to be ready for us. It's going to be a home game, which is nice for us. And, you know, like I said, we're not taking them lightly. We're going to hopefully play a better game and see what happens.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center, Letty Red, here in our locker room chats. Coach, again, thanks for being with us this week, and best of luck as you take on Norton Friday night.
You bet. Thank you.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's Planter Clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark.
And again, back on our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, Patrick Miller with us now, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, and TMP there on Friday, you fall 69-25, and then Monday you came back with a 55-46 loss at Superior, Nebraska. Take me back to the TMP game first. I know that's a very quality team that you played in Hayes. What were some of the things that they do that not only for your team but for every team they really play caused the most problems?
Well, TMP is very disciplined in the different things that they do. So, like, we weren't able to force them to miss shots outside. They were able to make those shots. We just couldn't do anything that would take something away, and therefore everything worked for them. So,
again, then you went to Superior on Monday, a hard-fought game. You fall by 9 in the end. What did you like about the effort from the kids there as you crossed the state line on Monday?
Well, I thought the effort wasn't bad. It's just we missed opportunities that we needed to make in order to beat a team like that. So we had several layups that we weren't able to convert on that were decent opportunities for us. And then they were able to go inside on us, and we didn't have an answer for their physical play.
You move on now in the Mid-Continent League. You're back into league play with Norton coming up on Friday night. You host them, and Norton's a team that always brings a lot of energy, good athleticism. What does this year's Norton team have that stands out?
Well, their size is going to be the biggest problem for us that we're going to have to figure out a way to deal with. But if we can deal with their size inside and do some stuff to help alleviate that, then we can force them out more towards the perimeter, and then we'll try to compete and rebound and go from there.
Patrick Miller, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you take on Norton on Friday.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's Planter Clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, Darren Grauerholtz with us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, a couple tough losses since we talked last, a 60-30 loss at Sylvan Lucas there on Friday and 65-40 on Tuesday. I'm sure that Sylvan got after you Friday defensively. Just overall, what stood out in that one and the loss in Sylvan Grove?
Yeah, absolutely. And there again, anybody that does the scouting report is going to realize we can't handle much pressure. So, and they did. They did a good job pressuring the ball. And we're just having a hard time getting the ball to go in the hole. So it's just not a good combination, because when we did get it down there, we couldn't really get anything set up and make any buttons. So, but, yeah, they got a real nice squad down there. So,
Logan Palko, what stood out about their squad? They beat you by 25 there at home last night.
You know, I think it surprised everybody, myself included, that much improved team from last year. Very scrappy. They pressured us, and for whatever reason, it's the same press that we've seen all year from just various teams, but we still just haven't figured out how to break that press. They were very athletic and had some good shooters. Now, I don't know if it was just because they were playing us, but it just seemed like everything was falling for them. So they got on a couple nice runs, and we just could never make up the difference.
Next up for you is Tescott. You take them on here on Friday. You'll host and kind of look at, you already played them once, the seventh-place game of the NPL tournament. You beat them 45-11. But this second time around, what do you want to see from the girls against Tescott in the game Friday night?
Well, I'd like to see some consistency, but that's not going to be a good thing, because lately we've been consistently bad. So we've got to get things turned around here, and season's not over. I mean, weird things can happen down the stretch, but we've got to be able to put some things together. I'm going to go back and look at the numbers and just see where I'm at with a few players and do a reality check.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck against Tescott Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated, and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs. Here to help with all of your accounting needs.
And we're back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Devon Branch with us, the coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, a couple of real tough losses for you. Very hard-fought games here the last couple times out, with Sylvan Lucas there on Friday and then Logan Palko Tuesday. 47-40 loss at Sylvan Lucas. We'll chat about that one first. I know talking with Coach Starkey, he said that it was a tough-fought game and they came out on top. But just overall, what were your thoughts about the loss Friday at Sylvan Lucas?
I feel like our third quarter is always a quarter that hurts us the most right now, because we come out so sluggish, and we're still trying to figure out how to replace our point guard, Jake. He's going to be out for the year with an ankle injury. But I like the way we played. We played hard. We stayed together, and guys stepped up. We got to replace Jace with about one or two guys, and I like the way we're going right now. Think we played hard, but shots didn't fall for us in the third quarter, and we started to put our heads down, and then we picked it back up a little too late in the fourth quarter.
Logan Palko, obviously you had played them earlier this season. You were a little shorthanded, obviously, with some of those guys like Dylan and Dalton Bice that weren't playing at the beginning of the year for you, and they really got after you at Stockton. You came back with a one-point loss last night to the Trojans. I saw the end of it on the video where you had the three to cut it within one, couldn't quite get a foul there before the clock ran out. But when you look at that game and maybe some of the development that you've seen from your team between those two games, Logan Palko, what stood out the most there on Tuesday?
Just the confidence that the guys had in themselves, believing that they belong on the same court as that team. like you said, at the beginning of the year, they got us. They beat us bad. If I'm not mistaken, it's probably about 30 ball. Mm-hmm. And just believing in protecting the house, I preach, nobody comes into our house and just takes a win. They got to earn it. You know, we're going to play with blood, sweat, and tears. And I think the guys just started to figure out really how to play basketball, how to move without the ball. But I just like the fact that we didn't back down, that we didn't hang our heads, that we fought all night long. But third quarter, as I said the first time, it's just third quarter is just not our quarters. We've got to stop having slow starts in the third quarters and try to find that energy that we start with the first and second quarter.
Task is next up for you. Beat them in the play-in game 68-31 back on January 14th. So it'll be just under a month when you play them again. They come to your place Friday night. What do you need to see from the group Friday?
I need to see vengeance. I mean, we just lost one close game at home to Logan, and I need to see guys hungry to get back on our floor with our fan face and just get after it. Be physical. They let them know that we are a team to be reckoned with now because we can play ball with anybody, and we learned that yesterday.
Devon Brantz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the locker room. Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck against Tuscaloosa Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kentington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.